The infamous Talkeetna Bachelor Auction and Ball has been entertaining single men and women for 30 years, and this year is no different. The men are for sale, but it's the women who get them to go through with it. KTNA's Lorian Nettleton has more.
Talkeetna resident Pam Reynolds has been involved with the Bachelor Auction since the night it was dreamed up.
Well, I guess I got involved with the conception of the Bachelor Society, which was just a bunch of guys sitting around the Fairview on bar stools in cold winter night complaining that they had no women in their life. So one of them said, well, we should have a party and invite all the women in the world to come to Talkeetna. And so there, that was the conception of the Bachelor Ball. They had a party, invited all the women of the world. Two or three came, and they had a great time.
It didn't take long for Reynolds to recognize that a group of unmarried men needed a little guidance in throwing a party, and so she stepped up and ran things behind the scenes for the first several decades. Women were never allowed to be members of the Bachelor Society, so Reynolds never had an official vote, but she took care of most things anyway.
Back in the day, all men owned the businesses, but women ran all of them. The Fairview, the B&K, the gas station, you know, everything was run by women, owned by men, because that's how things got done. I mean, and it's still, you know, I mean, it's just kind of how it is. Women just know how to get things done. So, my job was just like DX always said, herding cats. It's just like herding cats, you know, you get them all together and tell them what to do and when to do it, and it's great fun. You know, they love it, we loved it.
Some say the auction and ball are the best party of the year, which is no small claim in a town that likes a good time. But it's not just about the thrill of people meeting, bidding, and transacting. The event has always been a fundraiser for women and children in distress. $11,000 were raised in one night at last year's event, but it almost didn't happen at all. When Reynolds scaled back her involvement, the society was left without direction until new blood stepped in to bring the event together. Amanda Randall helped organize the 2010 event.
The word had gone out that we weren't going to have an auction at all because things were that disorganized. So we helped pull together last year's auction, and then in January, the Bachelor Society voted to allow women to be there, to be in the membership. And so as soon as they voted, Courtney and I joined, and then they immediately put us on the board.
Randall is now vice president of the Bachelor Society. She says that attendance is up every year, and the average winning bid of the Bachelors has gone up too. She says the women are spending more to support the charity while having a good time.
I think if we didn't have a cause that is a cause that so many people, especially women, could believe in, I don't think they'd bid nearly as high. Because it's not like, you know, you spend hundreds of bucks on a guy and you get a drink and a dance. I mean, it's not like it's value, you know, but it's going to this great cause. And that's why people are part of that. It's just a really fun way of doing it.
Not everyone is happy that women can officially be members, but the Bachelors have always relied on guidance from girls to make the show happen. Again, Amanda Randall.
Being one of the few women involved feels like being Wendy Darling with the Lost Boys, because we really are one of the most disorganized groups in town. It always comes together, but it's always a little chaotic. Pam and DX were the most masterful Wendy Darlings of anyone. I am so impressed by what they were able to pull off with smiles on their faces.
In Talkeetna, I'm Lorian Nettleton.